Stay tuned. We're here until 8 p.m. with live music and conversation with Fossil Record.
Thank you. Tell you how many times I forget myself each day. Life is absurd, it seems, like pennies in a stream. Toss your coin away. What makes a wishing well? Don't ask, 'cause I can't tell you how many times I forget myself each day. And staring out at
awesome. What's up, everybody? You are currently tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and it's a Wednesday, approximately 6 p.m., a little bit after, and that means it's exposure time. And today, you just heard Fossil Record on Exposure. My name is Ivy. I'll be interviewing you guys today. And why don't you lovely musicians introduce yourselves and tell us what you play?
I guess I'm starting. I'm Amelia. I'm playing bass, and we're Fossil Record. Who wants to take it next?
My name's Zach, and I play drums.
Yeah. I'm Fed. I play the keys, and they never give me a microphone, except for right now.
And this is why.
I'm Griffin. I play guitar, and I sing sometimes. I'm just going to read our bio real quick that I sent to Amelia that I wanted to, you know, to promote this.
Yeah.
And then Amelia was like, no, that bio is too long. So actually, I'm going to give it to Alex to read it.
How am I reading this?
However.
Okay.
Fossil Record is a Paleolithic rock quartet hailing from the urban center of the Green Mountain State. They make jokes, spread, and sometimes music on the occasion when a sorry local venue accidentally books them without hearing their wonky and undanceable progressive anti-jam rock. Were they to have recorded music, this could be avoided entirely, but to this date, any audible trace of their performance has yet to appear in the fossil record.
Love it. I feel like we learned so much just in that short bio. You know, let's go through the facts here. You know, I'm like underlining text in a textbook. Anti-jam, I heard that. Progressive, I like it. No recordings, guys.
No recordings, but stuff in progress.
In the works.
We're recording an album.
Yeah.
Oh, my
There's
goodness.
Enough music for like a whole hour album, basically. Yeah. But we just, mostly me, I need to
Amelia's a producer.
Not really, but I need to properly make plans for some stuff. But we have scratch tracks almost done.
Nice. Love it. Well, that was lovely. What was the name of that first song that you guys just played?
That song is called Wishing Well.
Wow.
Do you want to give us any more details on that?
Yeah, please.
I actually have no idea what it's really about. I think I know 40% of the lyrics to that. Maybe.
Yeah, I wrote it when I was living in Taipei, in Taiwan. And there was just this fountain, you know, you throw pennies in the fountain. And I was looking at it, and I was like, what makes it a wishing well? Somebody's just, you need one person to throw the coin. Everybody has the power to make any fountain, a wishing fountain. Wow, that's so profound. I'm so poetic. Ah. And then I wrote a poem about it because I was feeling edgy. And no, I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was good. Good song fodder. Mostly my songs are just about my life, though. They're just like little journal entries. If you dig in deep there, you'll be like, wow. Let me ask Griffin about that. And then you can do that. My email is griffin.d@me.com. You can email me any questions about the lyrics to our songs. I'll answer them.
All right. I like it. So, well, what was the outcome of that? Do you think that the person makes it a wishing well, or is every well just already a wishing? Like, what was the outcome of it?
The lyrics of the song go, "What makes a wishing well? Don't ask, because I can't tell you."
Oh, right. So. Obviously, I was not paying close enough attention. My apologies.
It's okay. I didn't learn those lyrics until I learned harmonies that I did not just sing, but you know. I didn't realize that those were the lyrics until I actually had to sing them, so.
But it's kind of a double meaning, too, because then I say, don't ask because I can't tell you how many times I forget myself. So,
wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I've currently forgotten. I'll let you know when I remember.
Lovely. Perfect. I love it. Well.
Should we play another thing?
You should play another thing. Before you guys get into it, though, I would like to remind listeners that, because you said email Griffin, if you want to chat into the band or call in, you can totally do that. You can call in at 802-656-4399 or you can chat them at wruv.org. We can pass along a good message for the band. So why don't you hit us with another track?
All right, we're gonna play two songs. We're gonna play our song called Paradise, and then after that we're gonna play a song called Rust.
Paradise is only as you make it. Everything is better in your head. If you wanna be there when you wake it, just another face at a they happen now. I'll be here, you'll be there. anywhere, 'cause everything is all pretend. Flying towards another end, cut the time left alone. Clouds above and winds below. Drain your supply. I know our treaties keep us off these lands. I know our parks can try to seize these hands. From mixing wet cement with your life.
Watch. Thank you.
Nice, nice. And that was two songs, yes?
Yeah, it was two songs.
What were they?
The first song was called Paradise, written by our lovely keyboardist, Alex McFedrin. And what's that song about, Alex?
What is that song about? I don't know. What does paradise mean to you? Is it a quiet walk on a warm but rainy night?
Wait, no, I asked you. I just want to know what you think.
Is it Wawa?
You're still asking questions.
At 10 a.m. on a Sunday?
Okay. I don't know what Wawa is.
It's an interesting choice.
Is it getting a 90 on your paper or maybe just an 80 on your paper? So whatever answer is that.
Okay, you're boring me.
That's what the song's about.
Well, yeah. What is your paradise now? I am curious.
What is my paradise? It was one of the three options.
Is it Wawa on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.?
Pardon me?
I said, is it Wawa on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.?
That would be revealing too much.
I do
I'll
know
let
Wawa
the
is.
Listeners take a jab at responding.
Like, water.
Are you from New Jersey?
He's I'm from not
Philly.
From New Jersey.
Plus from Philly.
Is there a way to put you in the monitor so I can hear you better?
Maybe. I feel like that's...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
oh,
that's perfect.
That's just way too much power for me. Oh, my
thank
goodness.
Thank you to the engineer person.
Very
Who's the engineer
exciting.
Person so we can say
Elise,
thank you?
Elise, everybody. Thank you to Elise. Doing
thank
sound
you.
And Godly. Ivy in the booth. But awesome. I have a question about your writing process. Do you guys tend to write as a group, or do you each come with your own song and then you teach the rest of the band? How does this work?
That's ironic that I'm answering because I write the least, but mostly it's been someone writes something and brings it to everyone else and we will workshop it together a little bit and also write our own parts. Like, we'll be given chords maybe, but otherwise we'll write our own stuff. There's like one or two songs that have been a little more collaborative. Like Alex wrote one and Griffin wrote lyrics to it based off of a melody that was already there.
We'll play that one next.
We haven't gotten really good at sending like voice memos back and forth to each other. And I feel like we've all been so busy this like last summer that we actually haven't overlapped a ton. So it's been hard to write together in the same room.
Yo, shout out to Nicole.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's really random, but
yes.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Shout out my ex-roommate, Nicole. Tragically.
Former.
Also want to shout out Ben Roth, Purple Shaman, if you're listening. We love you.
True.
And Dave, Jersey Dave. Shout out Jersey Dave.
Yay.
All right, any chaotic
also Dave, my neighbor.
Shout-outs?
Different Dave.
Okay.
Sorry.
Zach,
hey,
you know,
shout them out. You know,
your parents?
Tell the people you love them.
Shout out my parents.
Nice.
Nice. How long have you guys been a group?
Like 2 years.
Yeah, kind of.
Two
a
and
long
change.
Time.
Yeah, and how'd you meet? Some giggles happened.
I was just stalking down people to form a band, and then I found Alex. He was in my class? Like my jazz harmony class or something. And I was like, hey, let's play some music. And that was back when I went to this university.
Alumni in the room with us right now, you guys?
Three of us.
What? Is one of you?
Just this guy is left.
Are you
Alex is graduating.
A student?
I'm a
nice.
Student.
Nice.
Yes. For the listeners who can't see who else is in the band, they're all 48-year-old weirdos. I don't know why they're in the school right now. I don't know who let them in.
Yeah, it's actually the end of exposure. You guys can go. No, I'm kidding. But lovely. I'm curious about your band name, too. What is where'd you get Fossil Record?
I thought it sounded cool.
Classic.
Yeah, I think we had a couple names that we were trying to decide between, and we had like a week to be like, okay, everyone make their decision and then come to band practice and we'll finalize it. I like ran it by co-workers, and that was about, I don't know.
There was a whiteboard involved in voting.
Yeah.
Good. You know, best decisions are made with thoughtful planning, I guess.
Yeah.
With the voice of the people.
With the voice of the people. Democracy. Vote!
True.
Anyway, let's get into your next song.
What do we want to play?
I did say that we were going to play Morning Light, but we don't have to.
Well, we can do that.
You want to play just that one?
We could play two, guys.
That one and then that one.
You could play however many you right. want.
Cassidy, the Morning Light.
Lovely.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Are you? It actually doesn't look like you're ready. Looks like you're pulling up the cords in your phone.
I was to say, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Scent of you, Saint Sebastian, lingers. The sweat on my fingers fasten. The cold steel to my palms. The captain cracking his neck while he counts the rations. Around the kitchen faucet, needs a hostage, my spots for mashing. All while with soprano passion, a rhapsody fills the room. Up through the stairs, I led the mogul to the mistress. Our quiet feet like children choking on a whisper. The Dutchman yawned, sent me to sleep. He nows his thunder, now he leans over to kiss her. But as the days pass, it became so hard to see whose bed had been marked with stars. Cardinals and captives burned until this world was reborn in Christ and dawn in our stripes had been returned, left us to witness the ashes of the earth. Breezy this morning, I never miss the sun, since 126 days had just begun.
What was it called?
It's called Morning Light, maybe? Is that an official name?
I don't like know. The big green Winooski.
True.
The song is about a bakery in Winooski.
Is it a good bakery?
Yeah, I like it. It's a Cantonese bakery.
Nice. What do you think the best bakery in town is? Because I don't really feel like...
I thought it was Need Bakery. Rest in peace.
Oh, I've never been there.
It's where Despacito is now.
I see.
But...
I feel like it depends on what I want.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a good scone in Burlington?
No.
All I want is to eat a scone, and I cannot find one.
You could start a scone business.
You could start making them.
Unfortunately, I don't want to do the work of making the scone. I'd rather purchase one.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I did make banana bread today, and it's in the car for later, so.
Wait, for you for later?
No, for the band.
What? No way.
Yeah, it's vegan.
Guys. Amelia's the best.
Yeah, let me shout out Amelia. To the listeners that Amelia's a fantastic baker and cook in general.
Yeah, and bass player.
Very impressive, and I strive to be like her as I sit at night and eat chicken nuggets for like the fifth night in a row. Sad thinking of all the things I could be if I was more like her.
But that song, by the way, isn't actually about the bakery in Winooski. It's about a book by Ann Patchett.
Nice.
That's the true answer.
What is the book
I still
about?
Need to read it.
It's about the Japanese embassy crisis in Peru in 1997, but it's historical fiction.
That sounds interesting. Are you a historical fiction enjoyer? Is that like your favorite genre?
No. My friend was like, you should read this book, it's rad. And I was like, okay. And then I did, and I was like, oh, so good.
That's awesome. Well, it's actually, funny enough, 7:04 p.m. and every hour on the hour... We have to do a PSA for the crowd just to comply with our radio broadcasting rules. So I'm going to grab this really big binder that we have, and you guys are going to look through the binder, and you get to read the PSA on air. And a lot of times, the bands will play like a little backing track, have a little jazzy something going on. So I'm going to go grab that. You discuss amongst yourselves what you would enjoy doing behind this PSA.
Do we do this, and then do we go straight into
Simone?
Email? Simone. Do we just start with Simone?
I think we have to entertain the listeners, right? Because the clock is still going.
Yeah, true. They're on air.
So
right
do we
now.
Just do we do Simone the whole time?
I would say no. I would say we do this separately. We play other songs, and then we come back to Simone. Maybe just one other song, and then come back to it. So I stay in gear. But we're thinking I should wrap this.
I won't make us do that.
Who wants to do the reading and choosing?
Alex.
It feels like a you job.
Yeah.
He
did it last time. Are we playing something underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you want
to
do? Underneath?
Drop me a sick E flat major 7 to F minor 7. Just with a fat, like, slow-ish boom bap beat to it. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Give it. Hey. Yeah. Hey, you deep. It's very important to be taking vitamin D at this time of the year. Your body produces it when the sun contacts your skin. But this time of year, up in the great north here, we don't get much sun, and we're usually pretty covered up trying to stay warm. You can get some through your diet, especially in seafood. But the most effective way to ensure that your levels are optimal is to take a high-quality supplement. Vitamin D supplements are easy to find and very affordable. They will help your body to regulate its use of calcium, improve your immune system, and help improve your mood. So say goodbye to seasonal effect disorder and take some vitamin D for public health. This public service announcement brought to you by your happy and healthy vitamin DJs here at 90.1 WRUV. Ah! Hey. You're welcome. Seen the sun for months. I wish she wanted some vitamin me.
Oh.
What an
That was definitely in the PSA.
I'm going to be honest, I caught none of that PSA. Personally, there was too much music stuff to pay attention to.
No, that was good. I enjoyed it. It was like a nice little rap. Do you find yourself rapping often?
Alex is a rapper.
Yeah.
Are you a rapper?
By occupation, check my LinkedIn. Rapper.
Wow.
Follow I used to be on a Kit Kat, but I recently found myself more in Reese's.
Like a candy wrapper? How topical. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. What do you guys, do you have costumes for Halloween? Got a Halloween show
happening?
I was
going to be Alex.
This our, one our right keyboard here. Player. This one right here.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to wear this shirt and go as a loser.
Oh.
Speaking of rappers, what's your favorite candy bar? Wait, who are you?
New
someone put the new person in the
new interviewer just dropped.
My name is Thaddeus. Nice to meet you.
What's up, Thad? I'm Griffin. Wait, sorry, I assumed. Is, do you go by Thad too or just Thaddeus?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
What's your favorite candy bar?
I don't really eat candy bars, you guys.
Candy bars? My like favorite I'm candy bar? Yeah. Snickers.
I'm doing that thing where you have to think of a favorite and you just panic and like blink. But Snickers are good.
I like pistachios.
No.
Is that a candy bar?
No, they're nuts.
Right. That's nuts. That's nuts.
What a vegan nerd answer.
Hey, shut up.
Awesome. I've got a question. What artists inspire you? You know, what do you bring into this group that you guys have here? Who do you feel you emulate in your music?
My favorite artist reminds me of the shoes I wore in 8th grade. Lil Pump.
Lovely.
I mean, I feel like we mostly get our inspiration from Justin Timberlake, but I know that Amelia is a really big what's the name of that band that you really like? Oh, Aerosmith, yeah. So it's kind of like if Justin Timberlake
did. See, I thought you were going to say Charlie XCX and bring up the fact that, like, a while ago, you were very mad at me for not really.
I wasn't very mad at you. I was just disappointed.
Same difference. But in all seriousness, we're all jazz musicians, which is mostly how we met. So I feel like that inevitably seeps in. Indeed.
What's the song by Charlie XCX that's like, I crashed my car into the bridge. Dude, I don't care.
That is not her.
I don't think
that's her. That's
from like 2010. I thought
that was. Mm-hmm. No, that's her. That's for sure her.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that was her. Like,
are you sure?
What if we said
it's,
that
it's
song
her right in a now? Different band. She's in like, it's like a group with her and somebody else, but she's in it
that
for sure.
That is news to me. Thank
yes.
you.
That is crazy.
So much lore.
Wow.
I feel like, yeah, all of our music tastes are kind of all over the place. There's, like, obviously, like, prog rock stuff, and then...
Have you all always been into jazz? Like, how did you get into it? That feels like a very sophisticated genre to find yourself in.
Especially in comparison to how
age.
not sophisticated our music is? Yeah. No. I don't know. I got into it in high school, just, like, high school jazz band, and then we all... We're doing college stuff. Two people in this room have jazz degrees.
Wow. It's true. Can you believe that? Like, you could go on YouTube and find, like, you know, infinite 12-year-olds that are better at jazz guitar than I am, but I have a degree for some reason. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Let's hear another song. It's time.
Sweet.
It's time. Right.
What do we want to play? I'm realizing maybe we should have made a set list because clearly we're incapable of choosing
California
on the fly.
Here we go.
Okay.
And the song is on.
Yeah, we can take a pause.
No.
No, but bleep between the songs to explain.
Yeah.
No explanation necessary.
Okay.
We're going to play this song that we wrote that's called, actually, the working title is California, but it was about the time that I rode my bike to California. and some other things.
From where? From here?
From Maine, from the Atlantic coast.
That's a long...
Yeah.
Long distance. And great. Fun fact, last time we were on Exposure, that was when the rest of the band found out that Griffin had done that. Point blank.
Yeah. I'd recommend it. You should try it out.
Am I doing my thing over Simone before the head in?
No.
No.
After solos.
After solos?
Yeah.
Bet.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Exit sign take back day? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, April 6th, Res Life will be holding an exit sign take back day. On this day, you can drop off any exit sign you may have in your possession at your main desk. No questions asked. Under the Department of Residential Life, housing terms and conditions, possession of an exit sign or any other UVM property may be fined up to $500 per violation per student, in addition to other appropriate sanctions. Yeah. This year, our campus community has struggled with an epidemic of stolen and broken exit signs. The cost of these damages have been staggering. The health and safety implications of missing or broken exit sign cannot be understated. It puts lives at risk during an emergency. In addition, these actions have a detrimental impact on our custodial and facility staff members, who are responsible for cleaning and repairing damage. I've heard directly from staff members that this repeated damage makes them feel demoralized and disrespected. In addition to the cost of signage, it will take them up an hour and a half to repair or replace a broken exit sign. Time that could be spent addressing other student maintenance concerns and positively impacting our community. Tampering with life safety devices is a violation of the code of student conduct, a violation of the housing contract signed against the law in some cases, but most importantly, it puts the safety of our community at risk. Yeah. I was recently made aware of an incident in which 10 exit signs were found within a double room. Based on current policy, we may fine the occupants of that room $500 per resident per exit sign. That will be a total of $5,000 a student. Firing students is not our goal. Ensuring your safety and maintaining environment of mutual respect is. I would like to take this moment to provide you with clarity on the approach we have taken in recent weeks and will be taking moving forward.
Was that an email from UVM that you read there during that song?
Yeah, that was fun, actually.
You're sweating a little bit there, Alex.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Alex recently revealed to us, and by recently, I mean, I guess the other day, texted us a voice memo of him rapping a UVM email.
Right.
And
it was the one about the raccoon.
Yeah.
There was a raccoon email?
Yeah, it was like, there was a raccoon that had rabies, and there was a little rabies notice that went out.
2 years ago.
Okay.
Well, wasn't the exit sign take back day like 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think.
I remember that. Yeah, that was like a big deal. That was funny. Yeah.
People lined them up in the amphitheater instead of actually like bringing them back.
Right.
So there was like 20 exit signs in the amphitheater.
So funny.
But yeah, Alex was like, I want to do an email, but I can't see it beforehand. So I picked one, and that's the one I picked.
If Suresh Garamella is listening to this right now, I don't respect you or your politics.
Well, is he
He's no longer the president
of the University of Arizona, but it's possible that he's listening.
It's because of you. It's because of your valiant work.
Yeah, hopefully. We invited him to listen the last time that we played on WRUV, and we got a response from him.
What did he say?
Well, from
he said, "Great, I'll try to tune in if I can."
You guys rock.
That was it. He definitely
didn't. Assistant.
Yeah, then I actually was like playing a recital at his house the next day, and his assistant came out to me and was like, "Oh yeah, I responded to that email," but it was just like from him, you know?
Right, like so it wasn't actually like, Suresh. He's too important for emails. Yeah, that's so funny. Wow.
Does this university have a president right now or no?
I have no idea. What if I told you? I have no idea the goings on.
I bet you it's just interim.
I think Patty Prelock is the interim. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think you're
right. I vote that Patty Regan should be the current president of the University of Vermont.
Shout out, Patty.
Anyway, I like that. I like that little bit that you guys do. Do you do it at all of your shows?
That was the first time that we've ever done that.
That's the first time I've ever thought about that. It was over the Jazz Standard Simone.
In 3/4.
We didn't write that song.
In 3, Alex wants to say.
By Frank Foster.
Okay. You know, it's good that we know. We have a knowledge of the bass line, what was going on there. Thank you.
I really like the bass line.
I've already forgotten.
We played California before that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, it is approximately 7:31. We got about 15 minutes left of broadcasting. Do you guys have whatever you want to play? Make it count.
Yeah.
And then we'll close it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'll just say, if you're listening, you want to come see us live in the flesh, we're playing tomorrow at Arts Riot at 8 p.m. Come check us out at Arts Riot. And then if you still can't get enough after that, or if you can't come to that, in lieu of that, you can come to the Radio Bean birthday party on Saturday, November 2nd, and we'll be playing at 11 p.m.
Or next Friday,
at a house show. DM us on Instagram.
And if you want to find us on Instagram.
What? Can I say it or no?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got a mic. You say it.
What's the date? Next Friday, November 8th. Starts at 8 p.m. 30 Decatur Street. Nice little house show if it's not too cold outside. We'll see. Come by.
It's never too cold.
Nice.
Yeah, what's your Instagram? So we
just
know.
At fossil.record.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And I guess before, since you're doing all the plugging now, any news about your new music coming out or anything? Anything you want to share regarding progress?
It'll be slow, but it'll happen.
It'll be out before our tour in March.
That's a
really bold statement. I think we'll have everything recorded by then. I don't know if it'll be mixed by then.
Yeah.
But keep a lookout.
Yeah.
We have such chaotic things done for it because, like, Griffin wrote horn arrangements, like sheet music, for some of the songs already. And so, little bits of progress. But
nice.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a bunch of extra instruments on it.
And some snakes. Like, microphones next to snakes get some, like, on the record.
That's a new one.
I can email some snakes for you.
Thank you.
See if they can come in.
That'd be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
don't
do that?
Even, oh, yeah, of
Thank
course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, don't worry about it. My pleasure. Well, I guess let's get into it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's play these songs.
Yeah.
Do you want to do
let's close it out.
Island Song in Short Season? Or the other way around? Okay, yeah, cool. Let me know when y'all are ready. Do you need the I-reel? Do you need the I-reel? This is a song that we've never played live as a band together. I wrote it 2 years ago. About this time of year, when I was washing my shorts, but it was starting to get chilly, and I was like, I wonder if this is the last time I have to wash my shorts. The thought that went through my head is, I wonder if just one more load is going to get me through short season. And so I don't really remember, to be totally honest with you. I mean, climate change and all, you know, but maybe. So this song is called A Short Season. I wonder if just one last load will get me through short season. Then I can brave these snowy roads without my ankles freezing. Until April comes.
knows it's cozy springtime breeze, and then I'll know to wash my shorts again. I wonder if just one last fall, then I'll be done misstepping. We can pry open the doors to all that needs confessing about the ones we love and how sometimes love needs addressing. Then I'll know to watch my step again.
So silly and fun, like,
thank you.
I enjoyed it. I felt
it's a good little ditty in contrast to some of our 8 minute long songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a very nice groove.
I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, we're gonna play this song that we wrote.
It's the only one of ours that's kind of recorded. We have like a live video of it on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah. It's called Island Song. It's about foraging for ramps on an island in Lake Champlain, but it's also about my life. And it's also probably about some other things. It's also about Zach. Shout out Zach Santos. Y'all ready?
I've heard of an island in the ruins of Iapetus. If you care to join me, I think I can draw a map for us. Cause it's the era of the alliums, and I'm yearning for a burning in my throat. Cassius was a carpenter who never made ends meet. Sold his soul for cider and then mixed in dry concrete. He I've heard of an island in the ruins of Iapetus. If you care to join me, I think I can draw a map for us. Cause it's the era of the Adians, and I'm yearning for burning in my throat. The pixeled spheres eclipsing digital projection. Sleeps somewhere in the foothills of Mercator's erection. I can't complain about champagne. I'll bet the big cyano eat away my brain. I don't need a sandy beach. I'll bet the zebra mussels have my ocean. As long as I've got my Bolton Creeks, I'll be fine.
Oh my goodness! What was that one called?
The song is called Island Song, which was the working title, and then we just decided it was fine.
Nice. Well, do you've got anything?
I don't know about any of the listeners out there, but I could imagine the waves of the island during the slower half of that song. It was very nice. I like that little jazzy groove you guys broke into.
Thank you.
I think the vision is on the album. It's like full bluegrass. I'm playing upright bass. There's mandolin. There's violin.
Yeah.
Fiddle stuff. Yeah.
Very nice.
Love a fiddle.
It's also, it's like an island in Lake Champlain. You know, like this isn't a tropical island, just to be clear.
Oh, no. I can, the rough waters, yeah. I can picture as well.
Cool. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, here. I heard you say something about a zebra mussel. Not yeah, too happy about muscle. Those guys.
I haven't actually picked that lyric out. That's crazy.
Actually, that lyric was like the old lyric. I changed it. I used to say, "I'll let those zebra mussels have my summer feet," and I've since changed it to, "I'll let those pesky seagulls have my ocean breeze." And I just like forget sometimes and kind of interchange them. So it's up to
crazy,
you know, to
That's
fate
funny.
To see which line you'll get that night.
They've definitely got my feet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You guys are a very spontaneous band.
I guess you could say that.
I think we just get bored easily.
Hey,
so it's
okay.
Just chaos all the time.
That always leads to creativity, though.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, but kind of what the song is about and, like, kind of the point of that was I'm just, like, not like, an ocean person. So I like, everybody, I feel like, is always like, "Oh, the lake sucks." I'm like, "No, the lake is awesome, you know? Zebra mussels and all, I'll take it."
I agree.
It's great.
Except for the lake sharks. You got to watch out for all the lake sharks.
You
got to
watch out for the lake sharks, the lampreys, champ.
Yeah, champ.
The icebergs. Cyanobacteria.
The brainy amoeba.
The other lyric is, "I'll let the lake cyano eat my brain."
I'm learning
so much right now and realizing truly how few lyrics to these songs I actually know.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't really want that to happen, but yeah.
Hey. Well, we won't let the cyanobacteria eat your brain, you guys. Too much good music to play for us for that to happen.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, thank you so, so much for coming in this fine Wednesday.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for letting us play music.
Of course. If you guys don't recall, tomorrow you can catch them at...
At Arts Riot.
At Arts Riot, and on Saturday at 11 at Radio Bean.
Radio Bean, 11 p.m. on Saturday.
And then next Friday.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
You've got a house show. So good stuff coming.
Oh, also, I'm playing with Maple Ridge on Friday. Griffin's playing a set earlier on Bean Birthday at 6:45.
6:45, new band Yellow Rainbows will be there.
Looking at Zach and he's panicking.
I got two other sets. I got two other sets at the Radio Bean birthday
Basically
thing.
Basically, just come to the Radio Bean birthday.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Basically, just hang at Radio Bean on Saturday.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Those
well,
things.
I'm so glad that you guys made it in here. Once again, everybody, you are currently tuned in to WRUV Exposure on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This has been a lovely exposure session with Fossil Record. So, as you guys know, come see them this weekend and next week. Who do we got next week? Do we have that on? We've got something. We got something coming on.
We're getting hand signals.
We got Rabbit Foot coming into the studio next week. So tune in Wednesdays 6 to 8 approximately. On Exposure. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. Thanks.
DM us your favorite haikus.
Capadonna in a limo. Adjust my tinfoil hat while I catch piranhas with a minnow. Sipping malt liquor, 64 ounce. Play Nintendo, 64 counts of being black during pandemo. Accept cash in hand, Venmo, Apple, PayPal. Keep my pocket fat, okay. Now I'm Lizzo, flow like waterboard, torture through the halls of Gitmo. Everybody in the game wanna take over the world, but they won't take a risk though. The president's a rapo, the government's like girls on TikToks working in their room using their bedpost as a strip hole. It's trash, better put a mask on your mask and stay 6 feet from your kinfolk. I put on Diplo and let my feelings hit slow. She said I ruined her, she can't go back to cucumber after getting this pickle. I was amused, the currency that was crypto left the young blood confused. My baby girl could move independently like Terry Crews. I could never lose, me and Sly fit the hit a scary groove. Prince was right, there's nothing to compare me to. That's very true, my shit flamming. I carry tunes like Mariah Carey's Nick Cannon. And you could throw a fit tantrum, but you like the fight. Lil' success and call me Bryan Cranston, say I'm acting white. Just cause I like climbing, camping, and skiing. My appetite is flying and lamping with freedom. When I say I travel light, I'm talking about the speed of the average young trapper's mind could never keep up.
Que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas eu não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Não posso mais, que saudade do Brasil, que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas eu não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie woogie woogie boogie, ao swing também. Chega de rock, foxtrot, sipinotes, que isso não me convém. Eu vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim. Chega de lights e alrights, fights e goodnights, isso não está mais pra mim. Eu quero um samba feito só pra mim. Oh, 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 oh. Mais que saudade. saudade do Brasil e que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas eu não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie, o yogi boogie, ao swing também. Chega de rock, fox, trotes e pinotes, que isso não me convém. Eu vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barriga, tocar tamborim. Chega de lights e all rights, fights e good nights, que isso não está mais pra mim. Eu quero um samba feito só pra mim.